Imagine your first day of retirement. What do you see? Let's turn that vision into reality. The first step? Get Eric Heckman's Wealth Creator Toolbox. In it, you'll get information on some of the biggest challenges you'll face in retirement. Request your Wealth Creator Toolbox now by texting the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. That's toolbox to 800-454-1184.
According to this saying, nothing is certain except death and taxes. And that tax impact is something you just can't escape, even in retirement. But there are some steps that you can take to help reduce the impact of taxes on your retirement savings. And that is why I am here with Eric Heckman today, because he's going to help us with that on Wealth Creator Radio. Here's the number you need for our show today, 800-454-1184. Use that number as you call for a complimentary appointment, 800-454-1184. Now, if you text the word toolbox to that number, not only can you get the appointment, but you also get the toolbox, which includes Eric's book, Worry Less Wealth, and then other educational materials that will apply to your retirement. So text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. And remember, you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Luann. Yeah, it's, I don't know if it's good to talk about taxes, but it is critical to talk about taxes. Nobody likes them, so they may not be the most favorite of topics, but paying less in taxes, I think actually people do like to hear about that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's why it's good if you can figure out how to pay less in taxes legally, and that's what we're talking about today. And yeah, the only thing that stays the same is change. You know, we've heard that, right? Nothing stays the same. There's always change. Over the years, we've seen a lot of changes in the ways that we're taxed, right?
Well, yeah. So, of course, back in 1913, there was this little thing that they said, only a few people would be affected by, called the income tax.
Yeah.
It's supposed to only hit the wealthier people. But then, of course, we have a world war and boom, rates shoot up.
Yep.
And of course, now everybody pays it. And it's gone up and down, and there's also probably a lot of smoke and mirrors, I think, nowadays has been done with taxes. The first one was kind of in Reagan's time frame when he lowered income tax rates, but you used to be able to write off credit cards, car loans, all sorts of things. You could write off almost everything, it seemed like. Mm. And so he took away deductions and lowered the brackets. Well, if you have less write-offs, and yes, your bracket's smaller, but did you end up paying less tax? And and it's kind of very similar to what happened with the Trump tax laws. We saw the huge limit of state and local tax write-off up to 10,000 married or single. So that was a huge hit for a lot of people. A lot of people had anywhere from $20,000 to $80,000 in write-offs that disappeared.
Wow.
But the brackets went down, right?
Okay,
but you had more taxable income, so did your tax actually go down? A lot of it's how are you getting taxed? Knowing really about where the tax is, getting hit by, and one of the big things, of course, is they always said you're going to retire in a lower tax bracket. Yet they keep spending money like crazy and not paying off the debt and having more record deficits and record debts. So, don't ever fall prey to that you're going to retire at a lower bracket, because lots of times people are often in retirement almost paying more in tax because whatever write-offs they did have are gone.
Yeah, that's interesting. I like how you said a lot of smoke and mirrors, That's so interesting. You really do have to look at the whole situation. Now, what are some things we need to know about regarding how different sources of income are taxed in retirement? I feel like we don't all know that.
Yeah, so probably one of the sneakier ones was Social Security taxation. So that first started in the 80s. And what happened there is they said, we're only going to tax the wealthy people. Well, the wealthy people were at the time, I think, making $34,000.
Yeah.
Now in the 80s, that, 80s, you could buy a pretty nice house for $100,000, right?
That's true,
It is all a little relative there. In the 90s, they said, we're only tax. Yeah, the first one was 50%, but now we're going to add another one where we'll tax up to 85%. But again, we're only going to have it, 34 to 44,000 now. But the sneaky part on that for both of those laws is neither one ever indexed to inflation. So now pretty much most everybody's paying tax on their Social Security, at least at the federal level, but only 85% of it's taxable. So there's a tiny bit that's tax-free. Yeah. And, but then of course, if you have a bunch of money in 401ks, IRAs, 403bs, all these things, those are 100% taxable. You have no, you know, basis or anything. Doesn't matter how much you put in because you never paid tax on that money going in. So now you got to pay tax on the full balance coming out. And, you know, and those can be shockingly high in terms of how much money you have to end up paying. And, you know, and then of course you have other things like, you know, just regular investment accounts. Well, those ones you have basis where you know how much you put in, you have capital gains. So yeah, depending on how, you know, I like to kind of think of these as different buckets, right? So you've got like this taxable bucket, that'd be the stuff like your savings account or brokerage account. Those are fairly tax efficient somewhat, but you know, you only pay taxes on the gains or interest. And then you have that tax deferred bucket. That's the really nasty one with all the 401k and IRA money. That's all taxable. You know, and then hopefully you have some in tax-free, which is Roth or life insurance, cash values accessed a certain way, and some different types of bonds sometimes. But, you know, so what you want to do is think about those various buckets. And then, of course, you have Social Security coming in that's mostly federal taxable and not, typically not state taxable. So, you know, all those things can create your own tax liability. You actually can invent your own tax bracket and such, just depending on which monies you take and how much from each bucket. And that's something you don't do when you're working, right? You just get your W-2 and you figure out your taxes, and it's pretty simple. So, so the big part that people have to really realize is, you know, there's kind of some minefields really when you start withdrawing that money and take that money out. So you have to plan this way ahead. So with our clients, what we do is usually either in December or January, we're talking to them about how are we going to get that money for that next year? What makes the most sense? Especially when you first retire, sometimes maybe you had some payouts, some other stuff, and you know, you don't need all to cash in a bunch of stuff. Well, maybe you have some super low tax liability that year. Well, good year to do a Roth conversion and such. So, you know, there's a lot of planning that goes. It's a lot more complicated than you think. That's one comment I always get from so many people that say is like, I never would have thought it's so complicated to be retired.
Gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And they thought it'd be easier, but no, it's actually almost tougher. So, you know, at least financially to figure all this stuff out. So that's why you need a plan. That's why we're here for people. So, you know, again, like you mentioned already, we've set up some great resources in our digital toolbox. Are you paying too much in taxes in retirement? Good thing to read. Social Security decision. Will your money last as long as you do? Obviously, like you mentioned, my book, Worry Less Wealth. And, you know, you can also set up a time to talk with me, Eric Heckman, you know, for no cost, no obligation. We just go over what you're worried about and kind of help you with any concerns you have. So very easy to get all this access to the toolbox. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, this is Wealth Creator Radio. So happy you joined us today with Eric Heckman. Eric, how do you talk to people who come in or are concerned about taxes impacting their retirement in the future? Because it's hard to know. You don't have a crystal ball.
Yeah, no, it's definitely something that people need to be planning way out. I mean, for my own sons that are, you know, in their 20s, just starting out, you know, only do Roth. Don't ever do pre-tax stuff. And, you know, really that advice goes for anybody under 50. And even in your 50s, it might be making sense to convert. And, you know, but really the only way I know how to do it is having an income plan. So when you have an income plan, it tells you, you know, what's happening between now and whenever you retire. And then once you retire and switch to having to live off that income, you know, how's that money coming? How's it taxed? And my only concern is how do I pay the least tax over my client's lifetime, not 1 year? So a lot of people get hung up on, you know, they'll ask their accountant, how do I save taxes this year? Well, that might be the worst answer in the world, but, you know, because you asked that question, he might answer and tell you, but it might actually cause you more taxes over your lifetime. So really that's what you want to focus on is how do you have lower your overall lifetime taxes? And that's what we do here at Heckman Financial. And that's one of the things you can get access to, again, is if you want to get access to the toolbox or if you want to set up a time, it's all in there. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And still more to come with Eric Heckman. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. So happy to have you along with us today. Now, we've repeated these stats time and time again. Thousands upon thousands of baby boomers are retiring every day. And by 2030, they're going to all be 65. So if baby boomers are literally up to bat for retirement, then that means Gen X, you're on deck. So we're going to talk more about Gen X here in just a little bit. But 10,000 boomers turning 65 each and every day. Eric, when you have that many people leaving the workforce, I want to talk about that potential impact on our economy.
Well, I mean, it's something we've been, you know, dealing with for a while, actually. I mean, it's not a new thing, right? No. So they've already been doing that. And you've already seen things like, I was just talking with a client who's going to be moving to Wisconsin, and they're having a house built for them. And that builder hadn't built any single story homes. He only builds two stories. What? And he's like, what? Why do you want? You know, it's like, because we're older. We're going to be, you know, and, you know, I've got another client moved to Florida, and that's what they got was a single story house. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I think one weird kind of real estate thing that people don't necessarily think of is single story homes aren't going to be quite as popular as, you know, if you're in a retirement kind of destination area, right?
Right.
You know, because a lot of people are older, they want to be able to age in place, not have those stairs, not have those other things. And, you know, so you're going to see stuff like that. Obviously, you're going to see a lot more people withdrawing money from the market. And that's going to be kind of a interesting phenomenon because we'll have to see how much that does, you know, affect things just because of, you know, if all those other generations aren't buying as much stock and there's more sellers than buyers. Yeah, that doesn't bode as well.
Right.
And, you know, and so those are some kind of nuanced little things that you'll see. Obviously, stuff like healthcare is going to get more expensive and things like that because there's going to be a lot more usage of it, which means it's great if you're going into nursing or, you know, geriatric care or any of those kind of fields, right, are going to be huge. And there's good and bad to all of this stuff, right, always, any of these effects. But, I think it's something that people need to be kind of thinking about. And obviously, if you are a baby boomer, you need to be figuring out your own retirement for sure. But the other thing, too, is most of those baby boomers are going to spend it all before it gets to Gen X. There's maybe not going to be that, other than the house, maybe there's not going to be as much left. So if you're planning on that retirement, you might have to wait quite some time. I mean, I've got a lot of clients that are in their 60s and 70s that have their parents still alive.
Yeah.
Where their parents are in their 90s and even hundreds.
Wow.
So yeah, if you're counting on that retirement to help, you know, that inheritance to help your retirement, might be a long wait.
That's true. Yeah. So, okay. If anybody is, you know, in Gen X, then they might not want to really think about retirement. They think, yeah, you know, that's not really for me. But, you know, some of those people are 55. The first Gen Xers are in their mid 50s right now. So what do you want to say to them and how they can make the most out of these next 10, 15 years, Eric?
Well, these should be the peak earning years typically. So that means they should be just, you know, putting away as much as they possibly can. Hopefully they got the kids out of college and they're done with some of those costs. You know, there is financial aid for, you know, college. There's no financial aid for retirement. I always like to point that out. So don't be tempted to help your kids too much. You know, it's like, oh, well, now we want to do a master's because we can't get a job because you're going to spend more money to, you know, because you can't make money.
Yeah.
And you want me to pay for it? Yeah. No, don't do stupid stuff like that, that, you know, unless you know in your plan you can afford it. But if you can't afford afford it, you're not going to be able to overcome some of that stuff. So yeah, I think it's a lot of it right now would be for them to have that plan, start getting that plan in place. Because once you hit 50, especially, you should be making sure you're at least generally on the same right path, right? At least you're headed the right direction. And then you can see if those things would make sense or be crazy to do, I think that's one of the biggest things for them is just start planning and then, of course, maxing out all the retirement that they can.
Now, I think you touched on this a moment ago, but can Gen Xers even count on things like Social Security, or is the conversation totally different?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's always fun because I'm a Gen Xer myself. Yeah. So, every time it seems like they put that newest, latest thing for Social Security about when they're going to run out of money, or when they're not run out of money, but when they won't be able to pay 100% of everybody's benefits.
Right.
Which is really like kind of running out of money.
Yeah, kind of.
That's almost always right around my full retirement age. So for most Gen Xers, that is a projected time where they're going to have some sort of issue, which means, what are they going to do? Well, we've got Congress that believes in not doing anything is more, blocking the other people from doing anything is more, advantageous than getting anything done or actually leading and taking charge. So they're probably not going to do anything until this becomes a crisis, which, sadly is bad. So there are lots of ways to fix it, lots of solutions, but nobody's got the political will to actually tackle it until probably very late. So Social Security will be there in some format, but what will happen? I mean, like right now they tax only 85%. Well, maybe they'll be taxing 100%. Will they move the age again, right? To higher numbers, things like that. There's going to be some sort of change. There's going to be some sort of fix, but we don't know exactly what it is. And like I said, they're really not, Congress is really not taking any action to do anything for these things. So, I think that's where, having that education, having some stuff that you can learn about. And that's why we've set up some of these, great resources in our digital toolbox, where not only have my book, Worry Less Wealth, that you can download, but, we also have stuff, will your money last as long as you do? What is the right Social Security timing decision? Might be a little early for Gen X, because at least they can get the money, right? So those kind of things, those are all sitting there. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric, can you ever be too young to start thinking about retirement planning?
No, I mean, I'm just bugging my son the other day to, make sure he's like, I couldn't figure out how to enroll. So I didn't enroll my 401k. I'm like, that's stupid. just get
come
it
on. Done. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Figure it out. You should always be thinking about it, because it's so easy when you first start out. Just a tiny bit grows to be a huge amount, because you got decades on your side.
Right.
If you're talking about your 40s, well, then you're only 2 to 3 decades left compared to your 20s, where you might have 4 decades. So that you should definitely be thinking about it. You should definitely be funding, Roth money, ideally Roth 401k if you can, getting those matches, all that stuff, at least at the minimum doing that. And, then you can kind of go from there to make sure you're on track and, get a little bit more detailed plan probably in your 50s.
Right. I know my husband and I were so bad about that when we were younger, because to us in our 30s, retirement was, a lifetime away. And then all of a sudden, boom, we didn't save enough and we're like, playing catch up in our 50s. So even if you're in your 40s, you have a lot of time before retirement, but there are some things you should be doing. What would you say in your 40s you should be doing, Eric?
Well, like I said, you can do kind of a prelim calculation of, are you on track or not? Doing an income plan, there's nothing wrong with doing that. And there's a lot of online tools too, just to see how that money's growing. But the biggest thing would be just, obviously trying not to have any debt, paying off any credit card kind of stuff. But, the bigger one is maxing out those retirement plans and getting that money in there. Ideally, like I said, Roth 401k and getting those matches from your employer, all that stuff. So, and then just start building that money up and you know, that's going to be the easiest way to do it. And then you'll be happy about your younger self later.
Right. So true. And believe me, it means a lot because I'm not happy with our younger self. You know, we were instead earning more and spending more instead of saving along the way. So back to Gen Xers who are, you know, in their 50s now, retirement's so close for them. What should they be doing right now? You're still in their 50s. Saving should probably be the number one priority, right?
Yeah, well, so now they should actually be doing that. You know, like with us, we do this blueprint to worry less wealth where we look at your, you know, your situation. There's the first three are super interrelated, and that's having an income plan. Will that money last for the rest of your life? Are you, you know, on track or not? Then the second one would be those investments. What's the risk level? You know, where are those at? Are they diversified? So forth. And then lastly, a lot of times the part people forget about is how big the tax effect is on all those things in terms of income and investments. And, you know, once you have those three, you'll know if you're going to be on track or not. And then, of course, you have to figure out healthcare decisions. You know, how are you going to get that? What age are you going to retire? And then lastly, legacy, who's going to get your stuff when you're gone? So I think once you're 50 up, that's where you need to start getting that plan in place. You know, it's not going to be super accurate because you might be talking 15, 20 years out. But again, at least you know you're generally on the right path. You know, that's, I think, one of the biggest keys is, you know, sitting down, having that plan and getting all that information. And again, that's something you can do with us here at Heckman Financial. There's no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Gen Xers aren't retiring in droves just yet, but they're awfully worried about how to get ready for retirement. What do they need to be thinking about before they actually get in the game? That's coming up next with Eric. This is Wealth Creator Radio, and we'll be right back.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. We're talking about, you know, baby boomers are up to bat. Gen Xers are actually on deck. So Gen Xers aren't retiring in droves yet, but they're worried about how ready they are or how ready they are going to be for retirement. They're in their 40s and their 50s. This is a group we really don't talk about a lot on our show, Eric, but it is a generation that's starting to worry about, are they going to be able to afford their future in retirement. So for those people who have 10 or more years until retirement, for anybody just joining us, what should their priorities be in terms of saving?
Well, just make sure they have it, right?
Save, so, have it. Yeah.
Yeah, have some money built up, right? So no, I think a lot of those people probably mostly always just funded pre-tax retirement plans, which means if they've done well, hopefully they've got a bunch of money in stuff that has been taxed yet. So I think a lot of the focus needs to be flipping that to being Roth 401k, Roth IRA, so that way they also have some tax-free money, because anybody who's Gen X, and myself included, know that the tax rates aren't going down, that the government's just spending and spending. Congress can't, you know, seem to stop. It doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on there. Neither one talks about actually spending less. And so, you know, one of the things that you want to do is make sure that tax hit's going to be lower. So having Roth is better, but also just have some regular money too. I think people a lot of times overlook that. I mean, you need to have that 6 months of expenses and savings. And, you know, that beyond that, have some just regular investments too that aren't taxable or aren't, you know, they still have some tax, you know, features, but, you know, they're not a government plan, right? You don't have to wait till you're 59 and a half. And, you know, then the other part would be also watch out for how much, if you've got kids, how much money they take from you, because you might need to cut them off. You might need to do some stuff. I don't know how many different clients I tell them to start charging more rent for their kids or charge any rent for their kids who are still living home. So, you know, there's probably a lot of adult kids that don't like me very much. But so I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, I think a lot of people kind of, especially nowadays, tend to not realize the impact of some of those decisions and how that's affecting their overall retirement health. And, you know, if they're not going to be able to retire because they're taking care of their kids, well, yeah, that's not very good, right? No. So we don't want to have that happen.
No, exactly. So there are, and we've talked about this before, there are Gen Xers and baby boomers who are part of the sandwich generation. And that's people who are helping their parents and even still helping their kids, right, at the same time. So if you do have those financial responsibilities, Eric, talk about how that can, you know, impact your own well-being in the future.
Well, probably one of the most interesting conferences I went to was years and years ago now down in San Diego, but they had, forget if it's UC San Diego or it is San Diego State, but they had a center for aging kind of thing, study group type thing. And they actually showed physiologically that somebody who's a caregiver, they can actually see that in like, you know, medical tests.
Oh, really? In their brain, or?
Yeah, the strain and the stress on them and all that stuff. So first of all, you just have to be able to, you know, mentally be able to take it. Right.
Right.
You know, and then, yeah, especially taking care of parents, it can be a lot. It can be a lot of work. You know, I've dealing with this with lots and lots of clients. Yeah, one case where dad all of a sudden started sending some really inappropriate emails out to a bunch of people. They had to take his computer away take his phone away and stuff. So, you know, it wasn't normally what he would have done, but, you know, just wasn't there all together and such. And so, you know, that's stuff that's not financial, not anything, right? But, you know, it does take a lot out of you. And especially if you live farther away and you're having to deal with it and come back and forth. So, you know, it's one of those things where you want to have that talk with your older parents, right? If you're in the sandwich generation, right? You need your own parents. What have they done? Have they done any planning? What are their wishes? You know, but again, also you don't want to necessarily take a bunch of your money and pay for their care because, you know, you might want to only use their assets. Yeah, because otherwise you might need it down the road for yourself. So, yeah, I think a lot of it's just having some communication, but figuring out which kid's going to do it, because that's the other, you know, awful thing sometimes is if you're the kid who's local to the parents and the other ones aren't. Yeah, you get lots of times, you know, everything thrown on you, and that's not necessarily fair either. So, yeah, you definitely have to have a family talk about all these kind of issues and really know about it beforehand.
Right. Now, you know, I had always heard like around age 60, you should start looking into maybe long-term care or at least long-term care plans. So I want to get your opinion on that. Long-term care insurance or just plans for long-term care?
Yeah, so the biggest problem with long-term care was, you know, it started in the 80s and 90s, and it was the best insurance companies ever sold because there's no claims, and then it all hit. It was like a tsunami. All of a sudden, every single person got older, and all of a sudden, they all had claims, and it turned out they were way underpriced, and so they went back and jacked up rates on everybody, and they're still doing that and still doing that. So I'm not a huge fan of traditional long-term care. There's also these ones being sold to companies like group benefits, and they don't cover much, and they can also raise your rates, you know, once you leave the company and as you get older. So there's a lot of stuff that's kind of, yeah, it gives you some coverage, but you don't know what the price will be. And that's a little scary, especially once you switch to having a fixed income and things like that. So there's a lot of great things out there that are tied to usually life insurance or other tools, some annuity type stuff, where, yeah, if you're in your 40s or 50s, you could get some of these tools set up and they would give you that long-term care, you know, really at no extra cost. And it's just a matter of shifting some assets and seeing if that makes sense for your financial situation. So, yeah, I think I would use a lot of these alternative assets for long-term care. And, you know, that's, I think, way better way to go. But again, it's kind of annoying. This all starts back with planning. I know nobody likes to do the planning, right? Boring. But yeah, that's what we do. When we do that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we talk about that income plan, that investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan, we have all these things covered in there. And so I think it's one of the critical things that people need to do. So, you know, if you want to set some times, you know, have a 15 to 30 minute phone call with me just to find out what's going on, what concerns you have. And then we can kind of go from there, see if it makes sense to do the full on planning for you. But again, it's just get those questions answered, start getting that information. And all you have to do is text the word visit 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at Wealth Creator Radio. Heckman.com.
And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So, you know, the good news for Gen Xers is even if they are stressed about retirement, they have a lot of time on their side to keep saving. But let's go to the people who are coming up on retirement, okay? What do they need to be thinking about to make a smooth transition? I always kind of like to talk about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously there's the financial stuff, right? Make sure you've got an income plan. Make sure you know that money's going to last for the rest of your life. And it's always freaky for people just to send the money to the other direction, for lack of a better term. But I don't know how many times I have to have this conversation with clients where it's just like, yes, it's actually okay to withdraw money because they've only gone in, not out, you know, and so it's a weird, you know, weird thing. But also, I mean, just on the emotional and time side, you have to figure out what are you going to be doing in retirement, right? What kind of fun stuff are you going to do? What kind of activities? You know, I mean, most people have their travel plans, but what are you going to do on a day-to-day basis? Because you do want to have that a little bit dialed in a little bit more and thought about and, you know, make sure it's something you want to do because, you know, sometimes people do it and then they go, I'm going to go back to work. So, yeah, you have to make sure you have it a little bit planned out.
Right. Okay. So that's the question, right? Number one question, have I saved enough to retire? And then some people do just turn around and go back to work just because they want to for something to do. But talk about how you help people decide, you know, okay, am I able to retire?
Well, so I always like to do everything fact-based. So it's very simple. Put your assets and your, you know, your spending level into an income plan and we'll see, is this money going to last or not? And if it lasts till you're 95, well, yeah, that's probably pretty decent. If it lasts till you're 75, you know, maybe you want to work a few more years. Maybe you want to, you know, change some stuff around, determine where you're going to live in retirement, you know, do some other things. So I think that's one of the critical things that people need to do is have that plan. Because then you know, when people say, oh, well, I get this much Social Security at 67 or this much at 70. Well, how does that affect your financial plan? I don't care how much dollars you get from Social Security. If you have to eat up a lot of your dollars to be able to survive, then that may not be the smartest plan either. You might need to turn it on sooner. So again, it all comes down to planning. So yeah, if you want to set up a time to talk and we can go over any concerns you have, all you have to do is text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And still more to come with Eric Heckman. This is Wealth Creator Radio. We'll be right back.
Imagine your first day of retirement. What do you see? Let's turn that vision into reality. The first step? Get Eric Heckman's Wealth Creator Toolbox. In it, you'll get information on some of the biggest challenges you'll face in retirement. Request your Wealth Creator Toolbox now by texting the word TOOLBOX to 800-454-1184. That's TOOLBOX to 800-454-1184.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. And today you are getting straightforward advice on how to plan for that secure and comfortable retirement that you dream of. Eric has been helping retirees just like you for the past 30 years and helping them have remarkable retirements. And right now we're going to open up our Wealth Creator Radio mailbag and pull out some retiree questions. And Eric, I'm going to have you answer these right here on the fly. Are you ready to go?
Yep, sounds great.
All right, here we go. First question is from Lily, and she says, we're getting a divorce after almost 30 years of marriage. I've been working outside the home for the last 5 years, so I'm happy to have work friends and some income of my own, but I feel like I am starting all over, and I don't even really know what questions to ask first. What are some things I should consider when planning for my future, Eric?
Well, hopefully, if the divorce is not final, hopefully she got met with some financial advisor right away before finalizing the divorce. I mean, that's a super critical item. Just because of certain assets you want, you know, like who's getting the house versus retirement accounts. The house has a lot of tax benefits. The retirement accounts have a lot of taxes that you pay. So which way are you going on that? Once you've been married more than 10 years, you automatically still get spousal support for Social Security. So that didn't really change there. And, but now, you have to build up your own savings. You start, you know, putting money away for your own, you know, your own retirement. It depends on how obviously everything got settled, you know, in the divorce or if it hasn't yet. And, you know, knowing how to run those assets and really knowing how to have a budget and all that fun stuff that you have to, you know, make sure you, it's all on you now, not, mm-hmm. you know, not a joint effort anymore. So, yeah, I've run into this situation, unfortunately, more than once. And yeah, it does take some time for people to kind of get with it and kind of figure it all out. But yeah, if you're working with an advisor, it definitely is going to make it a lot easier, a lot more helpful. But again, yeah, if you know somebody who's going through divorce, definitely you want them to talk to somebody quick. I mean, that's what we've done this a lot of times, for help people figure out what assets are make more sense to them to keep and which ones, you know, they would not want to have as much. So yeah, that's very important time to get a lot of great advice.
Right. So 800-454-1184. That is the number that you can call. Eric and his team deal with this, like he said. And if you need to get some support, if this is you, certainly, you know, contact them. They would love to guide you. I know this very thing happened to my mother-in-law, my husband's mom, at about 53, I think. She'd been basically a stay-at-home mom. You know, she had worked early on in her career. She was an entertainer. She was a singer, country music. But then she didn't work out of the home. And then she was out trying to find a job at age 50, you know, and she really didn't have any skills. I remember she tried to do typing and all that. She ended up just going into, you know, sales at a department store. But that was tough on her. And she had a tough time with her income. So yeah, that is, you got to get some advice on that, certainly. All right, let's move on to another question. This is from Jake. And Jake says, my wife and I are having some serious discussions about what we want to do in retirement. I've traveled with my work for years, so I just want some peace and quiet and time to go fishing. My wife stayed at home to raise our two sons, and she's been telling all our friends about all the places we'll go once I retire. I'm done traveling for good, but I don't know how to tell her. Now what?
Yeah, well, you better bring this up sooner than later, because it's going to get uglier probably the longer you wait, right?
I think, yeah.
No, I've actually had this situation several times where people say, yeah, I've worked, I work all the time. I've traveled. I'm sick of being on planes, sick of traveling. And then, yeah, the other one who didn't get to go wants to see all those places. And I mean, the ironic part is, I mean, I travel a lot for conferences and business stuff. And most of the time, yeah, you might see the town for one night, you know, and that's about it, right?
So, yes, that's true.
You don't really often see it when you're traveling for business. So it is a little different. So, you know, you might want to have a little bit more openness about, you know, different things. But no, I mean, I've seen clients solve these issues kind of different ways. I mean, sometimes, you know, it's good to have a travel partner, you know. So actually, my aunt does that. She's got a friend who likes to travel. And so the two of them will go on lots of trips together. And, you know, her husband doesn't want to go on a lot of those. And so he just stays home. But, you know, the only problem she has been having is now her friend doesn't want to travel as much. So.
Oh, shoot. She needs to find somebody else.
Yeah. But sometimes also you can just join some of these tour groups too.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of tour groups that are, you know, especially focused on, you know, people that are over 60 and such, retirement type trips and things. So, yeah, I mean, there's lots of ways to do it. You know, then maybe you kind of meet somewhere in the middle, right? Where's mm-hmm. a, you know, maybe you go someplace where you just hang out and they go sightsee or
know, other true. Stuff. And, just go there and then plop yourself and the other one travels around.
Right. What else are you going to be doing at home, right?
Exactly.
Watching TV or something.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, you do that in the hotel room, I guess. But no, yeah, it is something that you do really want to have some discussions. And we've actually been trying to build that more into our own planning with clients, because what does that look like when you're retired? You know, are you going to stay home? You're going to hang out with friends? You're going to go golfing or hobbies or, you know, family? You know, what does that look like? Because sometimes people have totally different ideas and, you know, they're married to each other.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So if one wants to be out all the time, one wants to be home all the time, there's going to be some issues there, right? So, yeah, I mean, it all comes back to having really a well thought out plan. I mean, with our Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth process, you know, first and foremost, we go over that income plan. We figure out, will this money last? You know, how long will it last? How much can you spend with those trips and the fun stuff included? Mm-hmm. You know, then look at the investments. Are they actually now geared towards producing that income, or are they geared towards growth? Because we need them to give that income out. And then, what are the taxes going to be along the way? How do we lower that lifetime tax hit as much as we can? Healthcare issues, of course, get to be big when you're older. How are you paying for all that? And then lastly, who's going to get this money when you're gone? So, you know, we wanted to have that legacy discussion. And then part of all that is like I said, just figuring out what you're going to be doing, what's it going to look like, and, you know, kind of future casting, you know, what things are going on. So one of the good ways to get a lot of great information is read some of these quick little things that we have set up for you to read, just to give you some basic education on how much are you going to pay in taxes in retirement? Will your money last as long as you do? Social Security decision. These are 10 to 15 pages of really good, great information. So not hard reads to do. And even my book, Worry Less Wealth. So if you want to get all that, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yeah, that's what the show is all about, educating you about retirement and then putting these tools in your hand. So these are here for you, complimentary. Thank you for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. We're digging into our Wealth Creator mailbag, and here's another question. This is from Sid. He says, what's the best kind of annuity to buy? I don't want a bunch of stuff, just one simple place to keep my money.
Yeah, that's kind of a tough question, because it's like, what's the best tool in the tool shop to buy
or
to grab,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Or whatever. It's like, what are you trying to
what's
do with
the
it,
job?
Right? So,
right,
yeah.
Right.
So to me, literally, financial products are no different than tools. You know, you can use a wrench to take off a bolt or a saw. They both work, but typically use a bolt unless it's rusted shut. You might have to use a saw, right?
Yeah.
So which one's the right tool? Don't know the conditions. So, you know, there's a lot of great annuities out there. You do have to be very careful. I'd be super careful on the variable annuity kind, but the fixed indexed kind are the ones that have been doing really great. Those are ones where they don't have fees and costs, that the annual fees are costs, and they pay you a rate based on the stock market gains. And, you know, so that's one way to have some safe growth. There's just fixed ones, which are more like a CD where they just pay you a set rate. So, yeah, I mean, if he's just want to have a simple place to keep his money, that's great. But there's also some that produce income and then can do income for life. So those ones get a little bit more complicated. You have to be really, I think the only way to figure that part out is have it be part of your overall income plan and your investment plan. So yeah, I like to start from planning and then end up at product. Most people, unfortunately, are stuck on selling stuff or figuring out what product. And that's kind of like trying to build the walls before you design the house.
Yeah.
Really, really tough to do to get it right.
Oh, wow. Great. Okay. See, if you have questions about annuities, they can be something good for your income. But here's that number again. We want you to call if you're interested in asking these questions to Eric and his team, 800-454-1184. Our last question is from Diana. She says, my mother just died, and now I feel like our family is just arguing over what to do with her house. My siblings and I are all in our 60s now. I feel like we're acting like children again. Could you please tell people why it's so important to take care of these decisions ahead of time? It's not really a question, I guess, but
yeah, it's more of a comment, but yeah, I 100% agree. Yeah, there's you know, there's a great thing of, will these decisions create closeness or distance in my family relationships? That's a really fun question to ask. You know, because a lot of times people don't realize that what they're leaving behind is a big mess and that people are fight over and stuff. So, you know, spelling it out, say, sell the house, cash it in, you know, or if this person wants to live there and buy everybody else out, they have to do it within, you know, X period of time.
Yeah.
So, you definitely have to be very careful with your trust and your will, you know, and what legacy plans you have, because it is, it can cause a lot of problems, a lot of issues. And some of the craziest issues are over the sentimental stuff, not even the financial stuff. So even having a listing of who's getting what of those is really critical. So, yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that we always try to make sure people understand and get and make sure they know how they're leaving this. And then also, who's going to run it? Is it one child or two? And how's that going to play off with everybody else? And it's a lot of work. So you definitely want to think about this beforehand. But again, that's why we've created all these great resources in our digital toolbox. If you want to get access to it, text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox 800 855-454-1184 or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We'll be right back with the rest of our show. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president at Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And that is why Eric does this show every week. Now, we have come to the time in our show where Eric gives us a wealth success story. So I love this because it's really a lesson that kind of gives us an example to see how things have worked out for the better for retirees. So Eric, I'm excited to see what you have for us today.
This is about a client named Larry and his wife, Mindy, and they were downsizing. And so they moved down to the Monterey Peninsula area and, you know, helped them through the whole house sale and the taxes on that and everything. And then he was retiring at the same time. And this was a few years back. And so right as he was retiring, that's that next year is when he had to start doing his required minimum distributions. But his wife, Mindy's a lot younger, so we were starting to do Roth conversions and do more. She didn't have as much in IRA. And the neat thing now is since they also extended that age from 70 and a half to 72, and now it's all the way up to 73 for mm-hmm. people who are before 1960 and 75 for after. Now she had till 73, and this year she was her last year that she was able to convert everything that she had to Roth.
Wow.
And so the neat thing is, thankfully, due to that extension she got, that we were able to not have her have a required minimum distribution ever in her lifetime. Now, they've been having to take it out of his, and that they'll always have to do that. He had a lot more saved up. Mm-hmm. But the nice thing is, at least now she doesn't have to pay in the taxes on that. So that's really money for their two daughters that are both starting to finish up school. And, you know, they're actually both going into nursing. So kind of interesting. But
yeah.
So the neat thing, though, there is we had the time to plan, mainly because of the law change. And now I think if people, you know, had they come to me a little before when he was about to retire right away, you know, that we could have even done some more for him and such. So I think that's probably one of the big things to be thinking about is looking at not most people say, oh, I don't want to do a Roth conversion because I have to pay tax today. Well, this is not necessarily for their kids in reality. You know, if they had waited and converted even, you know, had more taxes, let that money grow, they would have been probably in a higher tax bracket when they were taking out all that extra money for her. And so really what we're talking about is if you're going to take money out, say 24% bracket now and 24% bracket later, then all that growth would be tax-free if you convert it. So lots of times people don't, they just think, oh no, I don't have to pay the tax. Well, one of that growth takes you now into the 32% bracket. And you know, you did great on your investments, did really good in your retirement account. And guess what? Now you're going to pay a ton more tax. Mm-hmm. When you go from 24 to 32, that's a 25% increase in taxes. People go, oh, it's an 8% change in bracket. No, that's 25% more tax
wow.
on those other dollars. So, you know, that's what we're trying to avoid. And again, that's what we want to help you do. So, you know, if that's something you're interested in, you want to see how you can pay less tax, you're serious about taking some action, set up a time, 15 to 30 minute phone call with us, or just download our great tools at the Wealth Creator Toolbox by texting the word Toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text word toolbox 800-454-1184 or download directly to wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.